we're doing the laws of Shabbos. We are prohibited from asking a non-Jew to do work on our behalf of Shabbos, even though the non-Jew is allowed to do work on Shabbos. But the rabbis prohibited us from asking him to do work on our behalf. And even if you tell him before Shabbos, do me a favor, pick up the Saturday paper for me on Shabbos. Here's the money, buy it for me. That's not permitted. Even if you'll say, I'll read the paper after Shabbos, that's still not permitted. What happens if you hire him and you close a price? You bring your car to the mechanic and you tell him, I'll pick it up Monday. So now he could do it on Shabbos, he could do it on Sunday, he could do it whenever he wants. You close the price and he might do it on Shabbos. That's up to him. Now, there are a few conditions. You can't have on the back of your car, we want Mashiach now, and he's outside, everyone's going to shul, and they see him working on your car on Shabbos, you know. Then it's going to be pretty obvious he's doing a Jew's work on Shabbos. The people might think, you told him, get the job done on Shabbos. So he has to do it in his house. Today, a lot of mechanics will come to your house to do the job here in Israel. You can't do that. You can't have a non-Jew come to your house and do your work on your behalf on Shabbos. Even if you close the price, he can't work on your car on Shabbos. But that's what we rely on, where we put mail in the post office on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So long as we're not taking a Saturday delivery. So it's up to them when they want to deliver it. If they deliver it on Shabbos or not, that's not my problem. We give things to the cleaners. They do it whenever they want. We give things to the blacksmith, to the guy to fix our shoes. You set a price and you let him do whenever he wants. So, and no one knows that it's your shoes or that it's your mail that they're dealing with. That's okay. The problem arises when they're dealing with stuff that's famous that it's yours. They come to your warehouse and they paint it on Shabbos. They're going to harvest your field. So then even though you close the price with them, everyone sees they're working on anything that's mechubar lakarka, anything that's attached to the ground, the assumption is it's more famous. Or if you have like we said, your car that says, we want Mashiach now, or Cohen's fine goods. So there you have a problem, because everyone's going to see that he's doing your work on Shabbos. He brings over here that the idea of bringing it to a mechanic, and that's what we said. He also says that if he does it in public, that would be prohibited. I would think there's room to analyze this further, because it might be that everyone knows that when you bring a car to a mechanic, you close a price with him. And he does it whenever he wants. You're lucky if he does it half as fast as you want him to do it. Meaning, I think it's a little far-fetched. I don't know how mechanics work in Israel, but in my day and age, we had to beg a mechanic to take a car where I was growing up. I don't know if that's the case, and you have to know if that's the case throughout. In order for something not to be marasayin, it has to be common that way, that everyone knows that's the way it works. But where I was growing up, you'd show up to the mechanic, he'd say, come back in 2 days, I don't have time for you. And there was no way you could pressure him and say, get it done by Saturday night. You were lucky if he took your car. I mean, the mechanics where I grew up were very busy, and anyone who saw the mechanic working on Shabbos knew he was doing whatever he wanted. They had the upper hand. Now, the question is that specific to that community, or is that so throughout the United States? Once it's so throughout the United States, there's more room to say halachically that there is no marzain. They see him working on your car, everyone knows he's doing whatever he wants. But it has to be that scenario where everyone really knows that he's doing what he wants, when he wants. And again, it's not enough that it's so in that community. It has to be so throughout the country, at least, and maybe even throughout many countries.